Literacy Outreach teaches essential literacy skills to adults. We cover all of Garfield County. We've been in existence since 1986. And what we actually do is train volunteers to work one-on-one or in a small group setting to help them improve their reading, writing, math, or English as a second language.
So tell us a little bit about the Spellebration, this upcoming event.
So Spellebration is an adult spelling bee. It's a lot of fun. When I say that, people get really nervous because I think they have these fears of like third grade spelling bee. but we're actually, it's a team-based event. So the pressure is off. You can have some fun. And it's also a costume contest. So our theme this year is Comic-Con. So we are going to have a variety of costumes, hopefully some Trekkies, maybe some Star Wars fans. But we generally have about 90 people.
What was the theme last year?
The theme last year was circus. We had a lot of fun.
Putting literacy in the big top. This year we're celebrating our spellers and our volunteers as superheroes.
And so if somebody is struggling with literacy, do they reach out to you and you set them up with a tutor?
That's correct.
Okay. And how do you find the tutors?
We do a lot of publicity. We try and come on and ask for volunteers anytime we get the chance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And reach out at the libraries, posters. Mm-hmm. If you're going to tutor, you really do need to commit to tutoring at a minimum once a week. And it does take about the average of 3 hours a week. And that's an hour and a half of class time, an hour of preparation time. And we allow 15 minutes each direction for travel time. Mm-hmm. And that equals 3 hours. But if you don't have 3 hours, and not everyone has 3 hours to give a week on a regular basis, you can help with other things too. You can help with the building, you can bake cookies, you can help with the fundraising event.
Can you speak to the impact that you've seen for people who are benefiting from literacy outreach?
The impact's enormous. It doesn't come overnight. I think that's one thing that volunteers think it's going to happen instantaneously, but the impact is slow and steady. And you can't read or write, you can't do a lot of things if you're struggling with that, or communicating, even in English, so for our English language learners. But when you have that impact on an adult, and 85% of our learners are actually parents, you have the impact on the entire family. Mm-hmm. So as an adult is better able to earn more and do more things to care for their family, that impact extends all the way into the community.
And do you have any alumni of the program who then turn around and decide they want to help other people learn?
Yes. But actually, one of my funnest things this last year when we talk about planning events is a young girl who's now a nursing student at Colorado Mountain College. She watched her mom go through the program. And every year, she helps me for probably 3 solid days with a race that we do in the fall.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in addition to the Spellebration, what are some of the other events that you
do? We only have one other event. We do the Glenwood-Canaan Shuffle Race for Literacy. It's a half marathon and a 5K through the scenic Glenwood Canyon, and it's always held on the first Saturday in October.
How does the Spellebration work? Do you have to come with a team? Where do people sign up?
Great question. So if you are interested in signing up to be a part of Spellebration, you do not need a team right off the bat. We can connect you with some folks. If you can't find 2 other people to have a team, we have some folks waiting in the wings for you. You can call the Literacy Outreach number, which is 970-945-5282, and they can get you connected to a team. But also our website, literacyoutreach.org. has our team registration form on it as well.
So there's a twist to this spelling bee.
Okay.
And I don't think that Andy's told you about. Does she want to tell you about the twist? Because you can buy your way to bragging rights as well as spell your way. It is a fundraiser.
Oh, let's hear it.
So if you know going in you're not the greatest speller, we can provide you with word passes. So when you get a word and you're just completely stumped, you can use your word pass. Something new we're doing this year, too, is if you don't use all your word passes during the event, we're going to have a drawing at the end. So say you are just on point all night and you know all your words, you don't need your word passes, that will give you a chance to win a super special prize at the end of the night.
That's Friday, April 6th at the Hotel Colorado, starting at 6 p.m., but there's a silent auction that starts at 5.
Yeah, there's a silent auction that starts at 5, and we'll have snacks, and there will be a cash bar. So also a little bit of a social event there as well.
And we have a lot of great things in that silent auction, too. If anyone has spring fever today, there's a couple of condos being auctioned off for Moab.
What is one way that community radio can help with your mission?
I believe that Katie and Kay has made a huge difference in working with many different nonprofits in the Valley. Community radio, like Katie and Kay, has really given nonprofits a place to have a voice, and we couldn't do it without you guys, so thank you.
I want to add one thing to that. One thing that our learners often can't do is vote, and so I think voting is a voice, mm-hmm. and I think that when Katie and Kay helps us give that voice to our learners, we are also helping KDINC mm-hmm. have a new voice in the community.
Martha and Andy, thank you both for joining me.